Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the first day of the search is concluding in County Louth for the body of murdered British intelligence officer Robert Nairac, kidnapped and shot by the IRA almost 50 years ago. It's the first search for Captain Nairac since his abduction and murder while working undercover in 1977. I'm joined now for the latest by Conor McCauley, RTE's Northern correspondent. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme. Can you describe to our listeners what kind of an area is being searched for the remains of Robert Nairac?
Good afternoon, Cormac. Yes, for those who know the area, and a lot of people probably actually will, because it's quite clearly visible for people who are travelling north to Belfast along the main M1 corridor there. It's effectively the area north of Dundalk and between Dundalk and the border. It's an area known as Fochart. We're told the search is taking place on some farmland, some privately owned farmland. We know it's in the general area, but we're not being told exactly where, because by all accounts, both the landowner and the tenant farmer who has the land don't want the publicity that would go along with a kind of a big media scrum on their land.
Understandably, I suppose. This is the first search since his disappearance in 77, is that right?
That's right. It's the first search that there's been, certainly organised by the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. They only work really on the basis of information received. So it's the first time I think they've had credible information to go on, and they're now persuaded that they have enough to proceed with the dig. We spoke to the Commission earlier today. Now, they don't go into detail about where they get their information, because the whole process is obviously built on confidentiality. But coincidentally, the BBC is running a podcast today, timed, it would appear, to coincide with the start of the dig, suggesting that the information was collated and provided to the Commission by a former South Armagh IRA man who was not himself involved in the kidnap and murder of Robert Nairac, but was shot by soldiers and then saved by a British Army medic in an IRA attack on an army barracks in South Armagh, and who apparently then felt some sort of debt of honour to locate Captain Nairac's body. So it looks as if that information that individual was able to provide to the Commission, and some other information they may have received from a couple of other sources, has been enough to persuade them that now's the time to go and actually do some digging.
The lead investigator, Conor, whose name is John Hill, has been speaking. Is he hopeful, or what has he been saying?
I think he's quietly confident, Cormac. I mean, he's had enough experience, as have many of us who've covered these kind of digs before, to know that there's absolutely no nailed-on certainty when it comes to these kind of things. Effectively, I think it depends really on the quality of the information that the Commission has received. I mean, they have lots of experience. This team has found 13 of the 17 disappeared, those people who were abducted, murdered and secretly buried by the IRA during the Troubles. So there's no doubt that that team does have the skill and the expertise to find Captain Robert Nairac. The question then is he where they've been told that he is?
Mm-hmm. Has there been any reaction today at all from the Nairac family?
Well, the Nairac family are a very private family. I'm not aware myself of them ever having spoken publicly about the case of their brother. I think there are now two sisters who would be fairly elderly. There has been no public comment certainly today, except for one thing that John Hill said in the course of that news conference we were at on the border here a little earlier today. He said they were philosophical about what was going on now, and he said that their only real public comment was that they hoped the body could be returned to the family for a Christian burial.
Okay, and before I let you go, Conor, did they give a timeline, did you say, on in terms of how long this search, this piece of land and the search on it would take?
He wasn't giving a timeline. Effectively, what he said, Cormac, was it will take as long as it will take. But what we know is that it's a relatively small area of ground. There are four or five spots quite close together, which, taken all together, come to less than an acre. Now, it's also on farmland, which is good because that's stable ground as opposed to some of the bog land that we're used to searching in other cases. So, you know, I suspect that if Robert Nairac is where the Commission think that he is, or have been told that he is, there is a possibility that they could find his remains relatively quickly.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for that update. RTE's Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley there.